Today's Tanya for the 22nd day of Tammuz, Chav Beis Tammuz, is on page 194. The number at the bottom of the page is 372. The Alter Rebbe is saying that part of tshuva is subduing the Yetzer Hara by breaking, by becoming broken-hearted. Because in the Beinoni, the heart and the Yetzer Hara, or the animal soul, are the same. So by being broken-hearted, he is breaking the klipa, the sitta achra. How do you do that? So he says, by contemplating, by thinking deeply into the effect of the Aveda. What is the effect of the Aveda? That first of all, he brings the Shechina into Golos. And secondly, he drags his neshama away from its connection to the life, to the true life, the source of life, which is God, and he takes energy instead for his body, for himself, from unholiness, which makes him even lower than unholiness. And this unholiness is called death, so that the Rishayim, even while they're alive, their life is called death, because they're getting their life from a place of death. The Af Mi Shalei Ovar, with four lines from the top. The Af Mi Shalei Ovar Al Ovin Kodesh, the Gamlei Al Ovin Misa B'dei Shamayi, and even someone who has not committed that kind of a sin for which the punishment is Kodesh, or Misa B'dei Shamayim, Shalei Tzoaz Zer Levatol L'Chahai Gavno, as wasting the seed, or similar things similar to that, Elo Shar Averis Kaleis, the Averis for which he is doing tshuva, is not the kind of Averis for which the punishment is Kodesh, but rather other kinds of sins. Afal Pikein, even so, he still has to consider this, the effect of his sin, and know that he is receiving life from a place of death, because Me'ach Hashem Pegnin B'Nisham of the Nefesh or Likis, since every Aveda, including also the smaller Avedas, each one of them causes a damage, a nick, in the godly soul, U'Kemoshel Pegimas U'Psikas Chavolin Dakim Kenal, as in the example mentioned earlier, that the rope that connects the neshama to its source is made up of 613 strings, and with each aveda, one of those strings is severed. Harei ribui chatoyim, so by the number of sins or the repetition of sin, yocheli yes pegam kemei belav echod sheyesh beikodes emisa. He can cause the same amount of damage by repeating a smaller sin as he would cause by committing one sin for which the punishment is kodesh or misa. V'afilu b'kfilas chet echot po'omim rabis me'ed, and even by repeating the same sin many times, he can again eventually cause the same damage as the big sin. K'meish him shel hanovi hachatoyim la'onon hama'afil eir ha'shemesh, As the Navi compares the sin, or sins, to the cloud that darkens the light of the sun, as it says, I will erase the cloud of your sin. This Pisha Echo, Pshoyim, these are severe sins, serious sins. This kind of a cloud is what causes a separation between the hashpo that comes from the name Hashem to the nefesh olikis, as it is here below. As the separation, equal to the separation caused by a cloud which is thick and dark, that causes a separation between the sun and the earth and all those who are on the earth. This cloud separates and doesn't allow the contact between the sun and the earth. So that's ka'av pishoecho. Ucha onon chateisecho. The onon is used to describe chatoyim, because onan is not as thick as an av, not the same kind of a cloud, And Chatei Secho is not as severe as Psha'echo. Because Chatei Secho, Hein Avedis, Kalish, Odom, Dosh, Ba'akovov, these are the sins that are slight sins, but are repeated often because people are careless with them. Hamavdilin, and they too cause a separation. They're also called a cloud that separates. Kahavdolas onon kal v'kolosh al derech moshul, as a wispy cloud would cause a separation also between the sun and the earth. And therefore, if we take it a step further, in a kemeish the moshul has a, just as in the example, imesim odom negedera shemesh b'cholot, if a person would block out the sun that is coming through a window with mechitzes kaleis ukolushes l'reiv me'ed, and in order to block out the sun he puts up many very thin curtains, but there are many of them, hey ma'afileis, they will darken the room k'mei mechitza achas avo v'yeseh, they will darken the room as much as if he put up one thick heavy curtain, and even more so. That's why in halacha we find that if a person is sick and it's on Shabbos and he has to have meat, so he has one of two options. He can either eat meat that was not kosher, that's already killed, but not killed kosher, so it's a nevela, or they can go and shecht for him kosher animal. So the halacha is that they should shecht the animal for him. Although shechting is one of the malachas that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos, for which the punishment is skila, it's a serious sin. Whereas eating from a non-kosher animal, eating treif, is an aveda, but it is not punishable by death. And yet, the halacha prefers that you shecht an animal on Shabbos and perform that which would be a more severe sin rather than feed the sick person from non-kosher food. And the reason is because the severe sin of shechting and doing a malacha on Shabbos is only done once. You shecht only once and it's done. So that although it's a severe sin, but it is not repeated often. Whereas if you feed a person a non-kosher meal, every kezayis or every mouthful of non-kosher food is another sin. Is another unholiness, another klipa. So that the repetition that would come from eating the non-kosher food outweighs, is not only equal to the sin of shechting, but it outweighs it, it's worse. And that's why we prefer to shecht the kosher animal and do one sin, but it's only once, a big sin, but it's only once, rather than doing the smaller sin, but many times over. The same is true also in the Avedis. That which is true of blocking out the sun is also true of the effects of sins. All those sins that a person tramples on, is careless with. And particularly those that are known, that are already been publicized by the sages, that they are slight sins, but that their effect is terrible. But the sages say that there are small sins that are literally equal to idol worship, idolatry, adultery, and bloodshed. Kamei, for example, what are some of these sins that the rabbis have already announced and made famous? Kemei ha'alomas ayinin ha'tzedakah, when a person turns away from tzedakah, ignoring the needs of tzedakah. Kemei shekosev, as it says, shomer l'chol ten yiyedava im levecha b'liyal, the Torah is talking about not giving tzedakah, and he says, beware, unless you'll find in your heart that which is bliyal, unworthy. But the word bliyal is associated with avedah zarah. O bliyal, he ate the avedah zarah. Avedah zarah, elulim. So we see that turning away from tzedakah is equal to idol worship. We also find the Hamasapir Bignus Chaveze to tell about something that is not complimentary about your friend, a Lashon Hara, which is Lashon Hara, and this is Shkula Kaveide Zara, Gilarai Shvichas Dami. That Aveide Zara is equal to all three sins, idolatry, adultery, and bloodshed. The Chol HaKayis, and the Gemara also says that anger is Ki'ilu Eved Aveide Zara, whoever gets angry. It's as if he worships idols, the Chemi Shiyesh Begasis HaZuach, and the same is true for anyone who is arrogant. All these things are said to be equal in their damage to the graver and bigger sins. Ukehena Zabe is the Gemara. And there are many more such examples in the Gemara. The Talmud, Teda Keneged Kulon, and the study of Teda, or better, the failure to study Teda, is equal to all of them. That God can forgive the idolatry more readily than he can forgive the lack or the failure to study Torah. The Lochein, and it's for this reason, since the smaller sins can accumulate until they become equal in their damage to the bigger sin, to the one that is punishable by Kodesh and Misa. That's why the sage is established in the Shema that is said alamito, that is said before going to bed, which the purpose of the Shema is tshuva, to do tshuva for the day, and it's been established that in as part of that Shema, as part of that Kriyat Shema, you're supposed to lekabel olav dalad mitzvos bezdin, you're supposed to take upon yourself or accept the four executions of the court. Milvaj al piaseit, which is in addition to the fact that according to Kabbalah, kol ha-peigim be'eis yud shoshem havaya, that whoever damages the yud of the name Hashem, ki'ilu nischayev skilo, it's as if he is punished, and if you damage the letter hey of God's name, then it's ki'ilu nischayev sreifa, it's as if you are deserving of the death of sreifa. Ube'ez vav, ki'ilu nischayev hezeg, and if you damage the letter vav, it's as if you are punishable by the death of hezeg. Ube'ez hey, and if you damage the second letter hey, the hey achreino is ki'ilu nischayev kemet. So those are the four death penalties of the court, and this, according to Kabbalah, comes not only when you do those kinds of sins for which the punishment is spelled out in Torah of being this kind of a punishment, these particular punishments, but that for damaging the letters of God's name, you get the same kind of punishment on the level of Kabbalah. And what does it take to damage a letter of God's name if one doesn't have kavana in the reading of the Shema? Pigim be'eis yud. So he damages the letter yud of God's name. Utfilin, if a person doesn't have the proper kavana with tfilin, then he damages the eis hei. Tzitzis, if he doesn't have the proper attitude of the proper kavana for tzitzis, he damages the letter vav. Utfilo, if he doesn't have the proper kavana in davening, then he damages the letter hei. So al pi kabbalah, or as he says, al pi hasaid, even the lack of Kabbalah, the lack of Kavana, not having the proper Kavana during davening, during Kriyashma, during Tfilin, and for Tzitzis, that too brings a very severe punishment. Of course, this is on the level of Seid and Kabbalah. And that's why the Alter Rebbe says that it's based on Kabbalah. Although in other places in Tanya, the Rebbe will say things that are from Kabbalah, but not necessarily identify it as such, because the idea is that this is the level of Kabbalah in Torah. The Seid of Torah corresponds to the Seid of the Neshama. So on the level of that part of the Neshama, the Seid of the Neshama, there the damage is severe. equal to the damage that would occur to the body if the sin was not according to Kabbalah, but according to the revealed part of Torah. The revealed part of Torah corresponds to the revealed part of the body, or the revealed part of the soul, which has to do with the body. So on a higher level within the neshama, there is an element of death, an element of such a degree of damage that it is equal to the sin of Kodesh. And from this, every intelligent person can make infer and make the association to other sins, and so we understand from whatever sin it is that we violated, we can stop and think about the damage that was caused by it, and realize that the damage can be as severe as the biggest sin, because depending on the sensitivity of the neshama, or on the level of the neshama, even a smaller sin, and certainly when the sin is repeated often, that the smaller sin can create as much damage as the larger sin.